If you're uninsured and looking to get coverage on one of the online exchanges, how do you pick a plan? Sure, there's the price tag for premiums, deductibles, and copays, and there's sometimes a question of what insurance your doctor or hospital takes. But what about the companies themselves? Is there any difference in quality between Empire, Emblem, Affinity, and the rest? WNYC's Fred Mogul takes a look.
Most Americans actually are insured, but they don't choose an insurance company. They get coverage from their employers, and whatever their HR department chooses is what they get. Individuals, though, who are buying insurance on Obamacare exchanges do have a choice. And Consumer Reports' Nancy Metcalf says people should look closely at their computer screens for insurance companies' ratings.
If you see a plan with 1 or 2 stars and a plan with 4 stars, you can be pretty sure that the 4-star plan is doing most things better than the 1 or 2-star plan.
But that's not always so easy to tell. The state of New York's rating system for insurers is further along than almost any place around the country, but it still comes with caveats. First of all, it excludes 3 brand new companies that haven't been graded yet, like this one.
Thank you for calling Oscar. We're a new kind of health insurance company.
And for companies whose plans do get stars, those are based on data from previous years and based on very different insurance products than what they're selling on the exchange. Pat Ruin from the New York State Health Department says those things provide a reasonable yardstick for now. And he says the scoring system will become more accurate and useful in the future.
It does take a little bit of time to get the wheels rolling. So this will probably be a 2-year look at almost 2 years before we'll have real data on the exchange plans.
In the metropolitan area, the 7 companies with established records all get either 2 or 3 stars, basically Bs or Cs. Healthcare advocate Elizabeth Benjamin from the Community Service Society says eventually the real value for many people will come from clicking through those stars to get the nitty-gritty scores underneath. Those numbers will help people match their needs to a plan's strengths.
If you really value maternity care and you're going to be having a baby in the next year, you can really figure out which carrier is doing best. Or if consumer satisfaction surveys is the thing that's most important to you, you can go on and you can see which plans have the best reported consumer satisfaction.
You can't do this yet, but a state spokesman says it's a goal for the coming months. In the meantime, quality-oriented shoppers who want to drill down can look at other health department write-ups of insurers. They'll find some pretty wide disparities. On one report card, for example, the same insurer gets 3 stars for women's preventive care, but only 1 star for customer satisfaction.
Okay, so let's try this again. Let's look at silver level. We're applying your maximum tax credit.
One exchange shopper, John Badiger, sat down recently with Benjamin to pick a plan. He initially focused only on monthly premium costs and making sure his local hospital is in-network.
Right near me, there's Lenox Hill and Presbyterian.
Badiger tentatively found a policy from the insurance company Emblem that got him Lenox Hill Hospital in-network, was $60 a month cheaper than the runner-up, and had 3 stars overall.
I wasn't aware of these consumer ratings, and it looks like I've got a better star rating with Emblem. So that's good.
Residents of New Jersey won't get star ratings with their insurers for a while because the state is using the federal government's healthcare.gov exchange, which continues to have technical problems. Eventually, though, the stars should align, and consumers across the country will be able to decide for themselves how best to use the information. For WNYC, I'm Fred Mogul.